Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today we meditate on the end of the world, because it's not the end of the world. However, we know from Scripture, tradition, and the Magisterium what will occur before the end of time. And actually, these things are explained in the Catechism in paragraphs 673 to 682. So in just five paragraphs, the Catechism unfolds all the things that will happen before the end of the world. The first thing that must take place before the end of the world is that the good news of Jesus Christ must be proclaimed to the whole world, proclaimed to all the Gentiles, which means non-Jews, who are going to be converted, so that the full number of Gentiles become Christian. In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus said, "This gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come." Then Jesus gives a sign that we are getting close to the completion of step one. He gives us a clue when he said, "Jerusalem will be trodden down," which means under the control of the Gentiles, "until the times of the Gentiles are finished." Now, Jerusalem was destroyed, and the Jews were removed from Palestine in the year 70 and again in 132 AD. In 638, Palestine was conquered and fell under the control of the Muslims all the way until the end of World War I, when the British took control of Palestine. Finally, in 1948, the State of Israel was established. And now, the Jews have control of both Israel and the West Bank territories. So, for the first time since 66 AD, Jerusalem is no longer under the control of the Gentiles, which Jesus said is the sign that the times of step one is drawing to completion. Now, we don't know how long this will take, but it certainly should give us something to think about. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second thing that will occur before the end of the world is that in the wake of the full numbers of Gentiles who enter the covenant with God, then the Jews will recognize Jesus as the Messiah and will become Christian. The Catechism says, the full inclusion of the Jews in the Messiah's salvation, in the wake of the full number of Gentiles, will enable the people of God to achieve the full measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In Romans chapter 11, Paul writes, one section of Israel has become blind, but this will last only until the whole Gentile world has entered, and then after this, the rest of Israel will be saved as well. However, the conversion of Israel is delayed. And why is it delayed? Because the full number of Gentiles are not entering the covenant. And why are they not entering the covenant? Because we are not living our primary mission to go and make disciples of all nations. At the end of every Mass, we are dismissed with the word, go. And we're supposed to be the missionaries who go back to our homes and out into the world to spread the gospel. But we don't. In fact, we've created a Catholic welfare state. We've become passive recipients of benefits, and there are too few workers in the vineyard. But I think there is a simple way of life to correct this. Just commit to daily meditation and a resolution through the rosary. Then gather family and friends around Mary to pray the rosary. And finally, personally invest in the people God has entrusted to you to know them, understand them, love and care for them. That's our three-step process. And we call it friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third thing that will happen before the end of the world, the Antichrist will come and unleash a supreme religious deception. Jesus speaks about this in Luke chapter 18 and Matthew chapter 24, and it's summed up by the Catechism, which tells us, before Christ's second coming, the church must pass through a final trial that will shake the faith of many believers. The Antichrist will unleash a supreme deception that will offer people an apparent solution to all their problems at the price of rejecting Christ and the church. And the Catechism says the Antichrist deception already begins to take shape in the world every time the claim is made that we can find ultimate happiness, justice, and peace in this world apart from God. And we give in to this deception when we seek our hope for happiness and security in our achievements or relationships, our health or wealth, science and medicine, politics or economics, rather than in God alone. Only in Jesus can we find the perfect and permanent happiness we long for. Everything else comes to an end. And so, we are called to a deep attachment to God, and a proper detachment from everything else. St. Teresa of Avila captures this profoundly and simply when she writes, "Let nothing trouble you, let nothing frighten you. Everything passes, God never changes, patience obtains all. Whoever has God wants for nothing, God alone is enough." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Then comes the final cosmic upheaval of this passing world. In his second letter, Peter writes, "The day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then with a roar the sky will vanish, the elements will catch fire and fall apart, the earth and all that it contains will be burnt up." Which is precisely why I don't do lawn care. Peter continues, "Since everything is coming to an end like this, you should be living holy and saintly lives while you wait and long for the day of God to come, when the sky will dissolve in flames and the elements melt in the heat. What we are waiting for is what he promised, the new heavens and new earth, the place where righteousness will be at home. So then, my friends, while you are waiting, do your best to live lives without spot or stain, so that he will find you at peace." Amazing words by St. Peter. Now, there must be four ingredients to our hope. The one thing truly hoped for is union with God, and not the temporary happiness in this world. The second thing of our hope is that we give our unconditional and active yes to God, just like Mary, to play our part and take up and fulfill our responsibilities. The third element is the acceptance of a catastrophic end to our personal history, for we all must die, but we must also accept a catastrophic end of world history. I mean, the sky will dissolve in flames and the elements melt in the heat. This present world, too, must die. And finally, as Peter said, we place our hope in the fact that God will create a new heavens and a new earth where we will live forever in peace and justice and perfect delight. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now we do not know when the world will end, but based on the saints, mystics, and the messages of the approved apparitions of Mary, I don't think the world will end soon. However, these same sources have indicated that there will be a falling away from the faith that comes before the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary that Our Lady promised at Fatima. And I think we are experiencing that falling away now throughout Europe, North America, and South America. Just take the United States. There are 100 million people in the U.S. who were baptized as Catholics. However, of those, less than 20% go to Mass regularly. And it's far, far less in Canada, Europe, in South America. Now, I would call this a minor apostasy in comparison with the great apostasy at the end of time. But these saints and mystics and Marian apparitions suggest that this minor apostasy will be followed by a worldwide purification, of which Our Lady warned us at Akita, Cabejo, San Nicolas, and Medjugorje. Then comes the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the era of peace, which Our Lady promised. Now, St. John Paul II foresaw the new evangelization and a civilization of love in the third millennium of Christianity. That third millennium began with the great jubilee that John Paul proclaimed in the year 2000. So, this would place us in the period just before the worldwide purification and the re-evangelization of the entire world. Not the end of the world. This is why Our Lady comes. She calls us to mobilize and do our part to bring about this new springtime of faith. And again, what has she asked us to do? She's asked us to pray the rosary every day. She's asked us to invite our family and friends to gather around her in prayer, especially the rosary. And we have to personally invest in each other one-on-one. So it's time to mobilize the forces of change. Or you can just sit around and watch the news and do nothing. But as for me, I'm going to take my weapon in hand, the rosary. And I'm going to gather as many people as I can around Our Lady. And I hope you will too. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on with this chain of events?
You know, it's always such a fun question of how should you live your life in a world that is ending? And I think the funny and easy answer is hopefully no differently.
Yeah.
It's just, I think the most important thing to take away isn't I need a bunker and I need a ton of food and I shouldn't think long term and I should stop caring about my 401k. But rather the awareness of time as a limited thing.
Yes.
That we don't have a guaranteed, say, 95 years of life. We don't have a guarantee that our family will go on for generations and generations after us. History is a guarantee, but the future is not. And that's okay. I like that line about we have to accept that we're going to...
accept a catastrophic end.
Catastrophic end is such a great, great word for it. But it's just that you got to live well every single day with the big goal in mind. We're always saying that, but this just puts it in a stronger perspective.
Yeah. This is what I love about meditating on what the church calls the last things.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to meditate on the last things because of what you just said. It puts it in perspective.
Yeah, yeah. It shouldn't make you worry more. It should make you worry less.
This should foster hope.
Mm-hmm.
But that means it does call into question, what do I put my hope in?
Yeah.
We put our hope, meaning what am I seeking ultimately, striving for ultimately for happiness? It's God.
Mm-hmm.
And God, really, there's only two things that go on. Only two things. We'll say three. God, you, and your friendships.
Yeah, and I feel like those are, at least two of those are things that we put on the line a lot in our daily lives for very small things.
You mean we sacrifice?
Yeah, think of like all the times that we get in an argument over very worldly things and you ruin a friendship over something that doesn't matter. Or, it's not as important for me to get my prayer time or the sacraments in because I really want to get to this thing and I really couldn't miss that.
Yeah.
If that's a game or a really nice meal or like good things, but you sacrifice the wrong things for it. We are constantly sacrificing all the little things or all the big things for little things.
Which is the definition of cowardice. Courage is the virtue of sacrificing what is lesser for the sake of what is greater. And we constantly do the opposite, which is cowardly, primarily because we lose perspective of what is greater and what is lesser.
Yeah.
That's why I like this meditating on these truths.
So it's a good time to start living like we're dying.
Yeah.
Because we are.
And what we have waiting for us is glorious. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.